So up next, we're going to join our own Salman Khujuri as he takes us over to the movies. One movie in particular, actually, Outcast Part 2, which has evidently gathered the attention of millions of Iranians. Let's go join him as he tells us why.
According to the polls, only 10% of Iran's population go to the cinema, but the silver screen seems to have made a comeback to the lives of Iranians after The Outcast went on screen. Okay. Merci, okay. Any movie attracting 1.5 million audience is considered a relative hit in Iran. Over the past three decades, Iran's cinema industry has gone through many ups and downs.
Films invites you to a magical motion picture in the tradition of Kolya.
Although Iranian movies were praised at renowned international film festivals, here at home the number of moviegoers dropped. In 1986, over 78 million tickets were sold. In spite of the growing population, in the 1990s, nearly 55 million people went to movie theaters. In 2002, 21 million watched the movies on screen. And the year 2007 was the worst year for cinema owners and film producers alike. But the numbers shot up to their highest ever in 2009. 8.5 million went to movie theaters in just 3 months. The Outcast 2 was the reason. Outcast 2, the latest production by Iranian director Masoud Dehnamaki, earned more than $8.5 million during its three-month screening. In the past couple of years, Iranian cinema has been suffering from the issue of pirated copies of movies, which were still on the screen. This was largely blamed for the low box office sales of many movies. 2 years ago, the pirated copies of the first part of The Outcasts were also distributed across the country, which cut the sales revenue of the movie. The first part of the comedy The Outcasts was based on a real story highlighting Majid Suzuki, a gangster from south of Tehran who falls in love with Nargis, the daughter of Mirza, a pious man. Majid is asked to reform himself if he really wants to marry Nargis, so he sets off to the front line during the Iraq-Iran war, followed by his comrades. The Outcasts 2 begins with the death of Majid Suzuki and the capture of his friends by Iraqi forces. The story then continues in war camps.
خاطرات خودم از تو جنگ بود. آدمایی که تو جنگ میشناختم، مجموع آدمایی که میشناختم رو توی یک قصه جمع کردم و حالا اسم اخراجی هم شاید به این خاطر بود که به گونه اینها اینجور آدم ها از اذهان و از خاطرات و از ثبت تاریخی دوران جنگ حذف شده بودن، اخراج شده بودن.
Critics say Dehnamaki's work is a transition between the wave of cheeky comedies and a new ideological cinema.
آقا الاغا یا حبیبی اخوی هازا فی مکان مازا ما هازا
واقعیت های جنگ که این که واقعا فقط آدمهایی که اونقدر معتقد به خدا و اونقدر نزدیک به خدا بودن تو جنگ نبودن، آدمهای دیگه هم بودن، همه نوع آدم بودن تو جنگ. و این یه واقعیتی بوده که شاید خیلی‌ها نگفته بودن تا اون موقع، ولی خب آقای مثلا دینوکی خب این جرأت رو داشت بگه که آقا همه بودن تو جبهه، دزدم بوده، معتادم بوده.
There isn't for the surprising, for some shocking success of The Outcasts 2 may lie in its big amounts of advertisements, film and dramatic effects, and more importantly, in its all-star cast including Mohammad Reza Sharifina, Akbar Abdi, and Amin Hayai.
اخراجی دو موفقیت بیشترش از اخراجی یک داره. یعنی بیشتر تماشاگراش کسی بودن که یکو دیده بودن و دوستش میدونن دو چه اتفاق میخواد بیاد.
اساساً اخراجی یک یک مضمون عرفانی و اخلاقی رو داره طرح میکنه، بحث تحول پذیر بودن آدمی رو که حالا این بار با زبان طنز تو ژانر جنگی.
But people have different views about the success.
این از این لحاظ خیلی فکوکه، سری خط قرمزی رو شکست ولی طنز مبتذلی داشت.
According to movie critics, the film script, also written by the journalist turned director Dehnemeki, was so poor in quality. According to the director, the third part of the trilogy is on the way. But one should wait to see if the third part will also be a blockbuster. Sama Kujuri reporting for Iran.
Now it's often said that a civilization or the identity of a nation can be partly understood through the deep study of two very important indications or sources. We have the cook and the kitchen. And if you've been watching the Iran program, I'm sure that you're already well aware that Iran has very many different kinds of food depending on which region of Iran we're discussing. Let's go join some of our friends over in Azerbaijan as they tell us about some of the delicious foods we can find there.
In every town across Iran, you can find a kebabi, the traditional restaurants in which all kinds of different kebabs are served. The delectable smell of food cooking inside lingers on the streets and entices customers in throughout the day. The residents of southern Azerbaijan, like many parts of Iran, enjoy all kinds of different kebab. There are many varieties. Bad kebab, thin strips of succulent tender lamb, judeh kebab, small pieces of chicken with or without the bone, are just some of them. The kebab of Bonab is renowned throughout the country as the tastiest kebab of all. Apparently, the secret of these delicious kebabs is the meat used, which is local to the region. It makes a leaner kubideh kebab, cooked with more onions and served with fresh bread and barbecued chili.
Every country in the world has a national dish, and in Iran it's the mighty kebab, usually made from chicken or lamb's meat. I'm here in Bonab, which is famous for its tasty kebab, to find out a little bit more. آقا به نظرت چرا کباب بناب اینقدر معروف شد؟
کارش خوبه دیگه.
خب؟
کارشون اگر لغمه داده نداره سنتی دیگه.
خیلی خوشمزه؟
آره
This is an absolutely huge one that he's making. And the type of kebab here is kebab kubideh, which is made from minced lamb's meat. Minced with onions and spices.
Although kebab may be the most popular and regularly consumed dish in Iran, there are also huge regional varieties in the cuisine of the country.
It's incredible to watch how quickly he makes it. I don't think I could ever do one that fast.
In Azerbaijan, there is a huge variety of traditional fare, including dolme, grape leaves or cabbage leaves stuffed with meat, rice, apples, tomatoes, pepper, quince or onions. Another type of dish, which is widely preferred in southern Azerbaijan and which is regarded as traditional, is meatballs. The famous meatballs have either fried onions, dried apricots, cooked eggs, walnuts and various other flavors all stuffed inside. They're made out of meat, various vegetables, rice, eggs, spices and flowers. The food of the Azerbaijan region takes many influences from neighboring Turkey. Soups are also very important in the regional diet, with yogurt, barley, noodles, semolina, and tomato soup all being eaten on a regular basis.
It's I know you're doing a great job. I think I'm slowing down their business.
Yeah. خوبه. مشن خوبه.
مرسی. That's mine.
All cooks on a charcoal fired grill. Kebab is served either with rice, lashings of butter and saffron spread on top, making it chela kebab, or in thin bread. Alongside the barbecued meat, vegetables such as tomatoes and green peppers are also grilled and served, not forgetting the yogurt with shallots. And very tasty it is too. Whether rain or shine, whether noon or night, there is nothing quite as filling, quite as satisfying, and quite as delicious as hot, juicy kebab.
I'm not sure how impressed they were with my kebab making skills, but I'm very impressed with what I see here.
You guys enjoyed this week's show, and don't forget to email us if there's anything in particular about Iran that you would like to know. Just email us at iran@presstv.ir. Thanks for joining us, and stay with Iran.